Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Time to head out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Say good morning to our friend Kevin McCarthy, Fox 5 entertainment reporter. He's reviewing a big one today, Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, in studios tomorrow. Kevin, what's up?
What's going on, Rick Ricks?
Before we get to the movie, will you be in person for Pantera Metallica at Northwest Stadium in less than a week? What say you?
I honestly wish I could make it. I will say this. I don't know if this is just me getting older. I couldn't think of anything worse than going to a stadium for a concert. Like when I say anything worse, I mean anything worse in terms of like going to see a live show, because for me, the larger the crowd, the less inclined I am to go to a concert, in person, because I don't know. Probably the largest I would go to would be Capital One, and that's like 20,000 people. Mm-hmm. Those large stadium ones, like I wouldn't go to a show at Nats Park. I wouldn't go to a show and maybe it's just my anxiety. I just don't like, it's just too many people, and I don't think it's not as intimate. It doesn't feel intimate. Like I love Kendrick Lamar, but I don't want to go see him at a stadium, just because I think it's just too big. I don't know. Maybe that's just me being old and anxious.
It's personal preference.
Are you going?
I kind of feel the same way, Kevin. But when Metallica performed at Lane Stadium down in Blacksburg, mm-hmm, a couple weeks ago,
yeah.
And my daughter went. She only knows one song, that's Enter Sandman, right?
Yeah.
But she said it was the most unbelievable experience she's ever seen. And she's been to a lot of shows. Not stadium concerts like that, but she's been to a lot of concerts and shows. But she said it was unbelievable.
Metallica's the first show I ever went to. I was 12. And they were on tour with this band called Corrosion of Conformity. And I want to say it was the Load Tour. And my dad took me to see it, and we've always gone. And I did end up seeing Metallica in a stadium a few years ago at M&T Bank Stadium. I don't remember what year it was, but it was fine. I'm at a point now where I want to be home on a Friday or Saturday night rather than going out.
Yeah, you're old.
So maybe it's just it's a going out thing. I don't know, but I don't know. Like I used to love going to like football games. I do not want to be in a massive stadium. I'd rather watch it at home with silly commentary from Tom Brady and just watching it from the cool camera angles and the lines on the field and stuff like that. I'd just rather be at home.
All right, I got you sidetracked. I apologize.
So I have a question about the Mission Impossible. So
yeah,
Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning came out in 23. This comes out in 25. Obviously, it's coming out this weekend, the final reckoning. How how long does each movie take to film? Because the previous one before Dead Reckoning was Fallout, and that was 5 years prior. So, but he did Top Gun in between that. But how long does it take to actually film Mission Impossible?
I mean, years. But also, like, this one, if I'm not mistaken, this one and Dead Reckoning were shot, some of the scenes were shot simultaneously. I think I could be wrong, but I think there's scenes in this movie that were shot like 5 years ago.
Oh, wow.
There was the strike, there was COVID.
Right.
And so I think there are scenes in this movie that were shot that long ago. I don't know which scenes, but yeah, I mean, they take years because, you know, they build the stunts out. Uh-huh. And they write the script, and you know, and I don't know the order of how the stunts and the dialogue and the story come along, but in terms of these stunts, yeah, they take years to prep because if you look at all the stunt work that Tom Cruise has done specifically since Ghost Protocol moving forward, you got to think about the safety measures. The bike jump in 7 was I'm sure took a long time. This one has the biplane. There's a submarine sequence that is just insane.
So it's possible he filmed 3 movies at the same time. It's possible he was filming Top Gun, Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning, and this one all at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because I remember being on the red carpet for Top Gun Maverick in San Diego. I was on the aircraft carrier, the USS Midway, which now is a museum. But I remember being on that carpet and hearing that he was filming this 8th one, like around the time he was doing press for Top Gun Maverick, meaning that, yeah, I don't know. I highly doubt he was jumping in and out of Maverick and Mission. He probably finished one or the other. I have to look at the timeline. But, I mean, knowing Tom Cruise, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, some of the most famous movies in movie history were shot done in the same year. And a lot of these actors just go back and forth, or they just finish one and jump into the other. So I'm going to guess that Maverick was its own thing. He probably did Dead Reckoning as its own thing and then was filming this 8th one, completing the 8th one. Remember, 7 was Dead Reckoning Part 1. This was supposed to be Dead Reckoning Part 2.
I can't keep
now
up
it's called
with
the
all
final
of it.
Reckoning.
It's too much. It's too much.
They just changed the name of it.
All right, so let's get into it. I watched a little of Dead Reckoning 1 yesterday just to kind of remind myself, and that was all about the entity. What happens in this movie?
So you're in luck because the first hour of this movie is all exposition. So all they do in the first hour of this film is explain the story, which, you know, is some people would find problematic because it takes forever to get to the action. And then some people might find it refreshing because it gives you a complete refresher of the series. Exposition for people who aren't exposition basically is characters explaining the story for the audience's sake. Mm-hmm. And I think exposition can be done well, and it also can be done poorly. You know, there are moments where they just try to hand feed the audience story so that they understand, or you do it in a way that is interesting. So, like, my favorite use of exposition ever was Terminator 2 Judgment Day. If you saw Terminator 2, you didn't need to see Terminator 1. And I'll tell you why. There's a great scene where the doctors are walking towards Linda Hamilton's cell at the hospital, or a room at the hospital. And the doctor is explaining to the other doctor what happened in Terminator 1 as they're walking to the door. And they tell the entire story of T1 in that moment. And that's great exposition because you're basically telling the story to the audience, but in a necessary way. So with the opening of Mission 8, you basically get an hour of every single thing that happened between Mission 1 and now.
So that's the weakness of the film. I'm sensing you're going to say that's the weakness of the movie.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. I found it didn't bother me as much because I needed the refresher. I mean, mm-hmm. these movies, the first one came out 29 years ago. So I haven't seen Mission 1 probably since I was like, I don't know, maybe like 10, 15 years ago. So I found it okay. But from a filmmaking standpoint, if you've watched these movies, you might be bored in that first hour because they're just rehashing the story. But again, if you're like me, you might find and go, okay, cool. I'm actually glad they redid all this because I needed to know the information. So it just depends on how you are with the franchise. It's just a lot of dialogue. So for people going into this expecting full throttle action, you get that in the second and third act of the movie. But the first hour, like I looked down at my phone or on my watch, and it was 55 minutes into the film, and they were still explaining the story. That's totally fine, but I just want people to understand that before they go in. There's, you know, it works, but I think the second and third part of the film are so amazing that it actually makes up for it. And for me, I thought the action in the last two parts of the film were worth the entire price of admission. No question. And I think, you know, when it comes to Mission Impossible, I love 4, 5, 6, 3, and then I think I would put 1, 2, or 1, 2, 7. Yeah. And so 8, I think, fits in kind of more with the 4, 5, 6 area. It is extremely well made action, and it's thrilling. It's edge of your seat. I mean, Tom Cruise is incredible. The biplane sequence is remarkable. I mean, he's hanging off an airplane. Well, you know, while it's spinning, it's remarkable. But there's a submarine sequence as well that is insane. Like, you are on the edge of your seat. And I think people who want this thrill and this action thrill, they're going to get it. You need to wait an hour to get to it. And then once all that goes by, you're going to be on the edge of your seat. I mean, I was sitting there in the theater just blown away. My jaw dropped to the floor. So my rating is a 4 out of 5. And so it sounds like, you know, I know I'm talking about the first hour being a little bit on the slower side, but it does pay off. So you just have to sit through it, and then once you get there, you'll be. It's like going up a roller coaster, right? That slow build all the way to the top, and then they just drop you.
We got it. You don't need to defend it anymore. All right, talking to Kevin McCarthy, Fox 5 entertainment reporter, gives Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning a 4 out of 5. We kind of debated your interview with Tom Cruise the other day. So you have a recent interview with Tom Cruise. I actually sided with you, but Drab, I think, was trying to incite us that Tom didn't like your opening salvo, where you brought up your movie ticket stubs, and then you said that he was stealing your bit. How did it feel in that moment? Did he receive that well? What was your opinion?
Oh, it was 100% sarcasm. I mean,
I know that it was sarcasm from your side, but did he receive it well in your eyes?
Yeah. He jokingly said he was sorry. He clearly didn't steal my bit, and that's why I don't ever refer to actors by their first name. Like generally speaking, like in a joke like that, I'll usually say like Mr. Cruise or, you know, Mr. Washington or whatever. But that's why I use Tom in that moment. I don't know Tom Cruise personally. I was like, Tom, you're stealing my bit. It was meant to be like a ridiculous over the top thing. And yes, I think he completely understood that it was a joke, because then he goes on to give a really interesting, like 3-minute answer about the history of movies and how the movies he watched growing up are the ones that influenced the stunts that you're seeing in these movies today. So if he was upset, He would not have given the answer the way he did.
Hey, Kevin,
no, I completely disagree.
Kevin, have you ever ricked anybody on the red carpet like that dude did to Denzel in Cannes?
Oh, I saw that. Yeah, that was really not a great awkward look. Yeah, this guy, he was tapping Denzel's arm, and then Denzel went over to him and said, you know, I don't know what he said, but
he put the finger right in his face.
He was angry. He was very. I mean, I will say this. I mean, like, that's the thing about red carpets, is they're so chaotic, and they're just full of chaos. I actually find them extremely stressful. Tom Cruise has always been great on the red carpet. I mean, like, you know, I disagree with Drab. I think he was completely in on the joke itself. That, you know, it's funny. I look back at all my interviews with Tom Cruise. There's been so many great moments I've had with him over the years. And sometimes, you know, you try to just... in that moment, I was trying to use something that I had done with him 10 years ago to push the story forward a little bit, because he started doing the ticket stub thing as well, which was the joke about him stealing it. I was just messing around.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or dsw.com.
It's all good.
Need to be so defensive. Yeah, it's fine.
I feel like he's being defensive about that and his rating. A 4 out of 5 is pretty good. So you're telling me it's entertaining, just maybe a little slow in the beginning.
No defensive. No, I'm just giving you my my honest opinion.
Hey, is Sinners the best movie you've seen this year?
Hands down, no question. Like, it is hands down the best movie of the year. And I think even Tom Cruise went to see it, which he loved it too.
And he did the ticket stub bit.
Yeah, he did the ticket stub bit. it is genuinely one of the best films of the year. I've seen it 4 times. And I think people need to see it in theaters if they can. I know they're trying to look at a re-release, hopefully in IMAX at some point, because that was really kind of the true way to experience it. But with Mission Impossible, the IMAX experience as well, I recommend that because they shot it in that format.
Do you have any new tattoos planned, movie related?
No, zero. I don't know if I'll get another tattoo. I'm kind of getting out of that phase a little bit. But I was actually thinking about getting one of them removed. I just don't know how to do that.
Hold on, which one is the one you regret?
It's not that I regret it. I just don't love the way it looks and the placement of it. It's my Pulp Fiction one on my right arm. It was the first tattoo I ever got, and I didn't really research the place I went to get it at, and I just wasn't really happy with it. But yeah, that's the one I probably would get rid of.
Where is it, on your bulging bicep?
yeah, on my bulging forearm. I'm too muscular, so it just doesn't look right.
I'm sure that's the problem.
What's the next big movie coming out this summer?
Ballerina is going to be big. That's the John Wick spinoff with Ana de Armas. That's going to be in June, I think June 6th, I believe. Okay. And then obviously, like, F1 is going to be huge. I'm really excited about that. Joe Kaczynski directed that. He did Top Gun Maverick, and this is Brad Pitt. The whole F1, I think a lot of the F1 drivers are involved in it. I want to say Lewis Hamilton like produced it or something. But I know they did a screening recently in Monaco, and it looks wild. And remember, Top Gun Maverick was shot in a very unique way where they put the cameras in the airplane. So I think they did something similar here where they put cameras in the, I think I don't watch a lot of F1, but I think that's how they broadcast it anyways. They put cameras in the cars so you can see the drivers. But in this case, I think from the action perspective, you're going to get a similar experience to Top Gun Maverick, it looks like.
Kevin, have a great Memorial Day weekend. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
All right, you guys too. Love you guys.
Yep, love you too, man. It's Kevin McCarthy, Fox 5 Entertainment reporter. He gives Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, a 4 out of 5 BDKs. So you go see that this weekend. We'll do the EP next, and you also want to keep listening for your chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Metallica at Northwest Stadium. They're playing there next week, so keep listening for your chance to win.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.